Time wave 00 now. Time wave 00 now. Solar storms, the end of our days. Ambush, asteroid heading our way. Nostradamus, what's to come? Aurora Borealis, a boiling sun. The end is near. The end is near. The ebb and flow. Nowhere to go. But right here. And you and I. Time wave 00 now.
The ebb and flow. celebrating the genius that is the women of the B-52s right there in that last set. Of course, the B-52s are that Athens, Georgia go-to gay party band, making music for over 40 years now. We heard the song Dirty Back Road. That is on the B-52s. Fabulous. 1980 sophomore album Wild Planet. And then of course in the middle and starting off are both solo pursuits of Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson of the B-52s. In the middle it is solo music from Kate Pearson from her debut solo album Guitars and Microphones, released about 5 years ago now. We heard the song Time Wave Zero, a song that Kate Pearson co-wrote with musician, singer-songwriter Sia. And then starting things off, it is new solo work from Cindy Wilson of the B-52s. The new album is called Realms. I said that it's one of my favorite albums released so far this year, and I stand by that. We heard the song Overboard from Cindy Wilson. If you are a B-52s fan, I cannot recommend Cindy Wilson's new album enough. It is available on Bandcamp, and I have to say it is shockingly similar to Susie and the Banshees, more so than the B-52s. I think if I just played it without telling you who it is, you might automatically think it is Susie Sue. So if you are a fan of Susie and the Banshees or the B-52s, consider checking out the new album from Cindy Wilson. Okay, right now it is music from a Brooklyn musician who just captured my heart with her album last year. Grace Ives is her name. Here she is right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Hold it. You never know, you just might need it. I wasn't looking for that feeling. I left it on the
ground. What I 6 days, give or take, I give up.
always so much fun. It is indie rock duo Tune Yards right there with the song Business. You can find that from Tune Yards' incredible 2011 breakout album, Who Kill. In the middle, it is new music from a band we have been featuring here on Heavy Rotation here on Girly So Groovy, Brooklyn experimental pop duo Water From Your Eyes. They return with a fourth album. They are building on a discography of an equally catchy and challenging mix of avant-garde, dance punk, and indie rock sounds. The new album is called Everyone's Crushed. We heard the song Out There from Water From Your Eyes. The big thing to remember about Girly So Groovy, we are not like other radio stations or even radio programs where we bring you just the single off of an album. I like to do a deep dive. When I find an album that I absolutely love, I like bringing that into the program. Before Water From Your Eyes, it is music from Grace Ives. She made it into our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2022 with her album Janky Star last year. We heard the song On the Ground. Who is going to make their way into this year's top 10? Remember, we always do that the last week of the year. That's coming up next month. I can't believe I'm saying that already. It is a list that I work on, trust me, all year long, stressing and sweating over, and I always love bringing you the list, and there's going to be some anxiety over the next few weeks trying to figure out what that list is going to look like. Okay, hey, I just want to remind you, I totally understand if you find it difficult to be beside a radio for a full 2 hours. Know that you can listen at your leisure all week long. By simply finding Girly So Groovy online. We are on the free, no membership required listening platform. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or you can download the Mixcloud app for free, but when you are there, you will find over 10 weeks worth, 20 hours of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to come and press play. Press pause and listen, like I say, at your leisure all week long. Where are we going to next? Oh, yeah, we're about to dive into the second hour, but let's wrap up this first hour. It's hard to find a band that's going to kind of be quirkier than Tune Yards. Let's see if we can do that. I know what we can do. How about West Coast electronic musician, producer, visual artist? How about Grimes? Here she is with her song Easily from her 2015 album Art Angels here on Girly So Groovy.
I feel so defeated.
welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio a week after week, a two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices together. So much more music to get to in the second hour of the program. I've got music on the way from Super Organism, Jada G, Magdalena Bay, Confidence Man, music on the way from Mandy Indiana, Ella Minus. Sometimes when I sit down to do the show, I have got the set list carved out perfectly. And then when I put it into practice, there are times where I think I want to go in a different direction. And one of those times are right now. I was all set to dive into some modern electronic music. And then I started thinking about iconic electronic pioneer Laurie Anderson and thinking how we have not featured her here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute. We've just had Grimes, who makes quirky electronic music. She couldn't do that without the work of Laurie Anderson. So let's go there right now. Get ready for something fun. Laurie Anderson here on Girly So Groovy. You got to go with it. She's one of those girls you got to go with. Just have fun with it. Laurie Anderson.